Yes, that's the hardest hand at all upon me frosted head. That telegram that brought the news that Father Pat is dead. I cannot grip its message yet. We were such cronies that the world is not a world tonight without poor Father Pat. Nigh 8 years I've known him now, since ever we were boys, across the sea in Ireland, each other's cares and joys, we've shared as with their leaden step they strode across the mat. The kindest heart that ever beat is stilled in Father Pat. They knew him round the country wide, from here to Carrathoole, the teamster toiling by his dray, the youngsters home from school would greet him with a curt good day and shyly pull the hat down farther on the forehead in respect for Father Pat. I see him in me mind tonight, a diamond in the rough, a kindly soul that hid the gold but showed the sterner stuff. The wise old eye, the homely face, the scant hairs pasted flat across the wide, wise baldness of the head of Father Pat. The collar caught with honest tape when fleeting studs had gone, the suit that said goodbye to cut the day he put it on. The handsome stock the sisters built, the tassels on the hat, the stout umbrella in the hand of manly Father Pat. I see the ordered sitting room, he'll never enter more, the ivory bead brown crucifix, the font behind the door, the parish books, the registers, and handy where he sat, the well-thumbed breviary that warmed the heart of Father Pat. He used to run the curate on the lines he ran himself. A list of parish duties stood upon the mantel shelf, as binding as the Decalogue, so all embracing that the bishop had to keep the step when guest of Father Pat. His sermons were tremendous things, and thunderbolts would drop. The trouble with poor Father Pat was when and how to stop. Theology, don't mention it, he'd talk the bishop flat. One half was Father Gurry, and the rest was Father Pat. I'd quoted him so often to the young lads round about to show that we old fellows still were far from peace or doubt. These young lads build their castles up and fancy's beacons glow. Ah well, poor Father Pat and I went through that years ago. And some of those ideals are dead, and some we've jested at, and some are where the failures wait for me and Father Pat. Though brighter far the morning seems than does the setting sun, still they but carry on the work by such as us begun. We blaze the tracks they tread today, at least they'll grant us that. The men who sailed in 65 along with Father Pat. We left the friendly stars astern, the Irish lights agleam. We dared the seas and sailing ships before the days of steam. We faced a weird, wild waste of world that brave men trembled at. No shipside welcome met the men who came with Father Pat. We said our mass in canvas tents, aneath the gnarled trees of red gum slabs and sheets of bark, we built our sanctuaries. Our axes rang on timbered slopes, above the mining flat, and church and school and convent marked the path of Father Pat. Well may his arms drop idly down at 80 years of age. His story goes behind him with no stain upon its page. I'll bet he played the innings through and carried out his bat, and none dare hint retiring hurt in front of Father Pat. and with him goes the little band that sailed in 65. A dreamer by his lamp tonight is all that's left alive. Poor Father James, Father Ned, and jovial Father Matt are waiting out beyond the dark to welcome Father Pat. I'll not attend the obsequies. I feel I could not face the office that I know so well and see his empty place. We saw a generation pass while side by side we sat. Another starts its march today without us, Father Pat. They'll wonder why I am not there, I last of all the band, to take farewell of him that's gone, but he will understand. We'll have a little requiem, me own loved altar at, and just ourselves, alive and dead, shall chant it, Father Pat.